Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And we're going to talk about soup, as Chris said, a Three Sisters Harvest Soup. And I really wanted to share that with you today because actually it was served as a sample last evening, late yesterday afternoon, at Harvest Market. So I wanted to say thank you to all of the vendors at Harvest Market. I believe we ended up with 26 or 27, plus 9 educational kinds of spaces, and way over 300 shoppers. So thanks to the shoppers, too. I think as people came in the door, they were really excited to see what was going on. So if you came to Harvest Market, we hope you had a great time. And if you didn't, well, put it on your calendar for next year, the Monday before Thanksgiving. So one of the things that was a part of Harvest Market, as I say, some educational spaces, and the Cass County Health System with Emily Kringle had this soup to taste. There were quite a few actual samples to taste of breads and soups and desserts and so on, but this one, Three Sisters Harvest Soup. And actually, Emily and I used this soup recipe a couple of years ago when we were doing a special project, and we really liked it. I think most everybody who tasted it really liked it. It has some ingredients that some people might go, oh, I don't think so. You know how when you look at a recipe and you look at the ingredients, you say, that's not something I'm going to like or my family's going to like. But somehow when you put the combination together, it blends those flavors and you come up with a new flavor. They're all pretty basic and, you know, nothing off the wall here in terms of ingredients. And I will run through the recipe for you here in a moment, but want to tell you, why is it called Three Sisters Harvest Soup? It has a long, long history. The Three Sisters refers to the combination of beans, corn, and squash. And these are foods that were traditionally grown by the American Indians, by people as they planted their gardens. And some people still like to do this. What happens is you plant the corn in the center, plant the beans around that, and the stalks of corn become the trellis for the beans, and then the squash, of course, spread is at the base and spreads out around that. So together, you have those three sisters. Butternut squash, and you could substitute other squash here, but butternut squash is, if you haven't used butternut squash, I think you will really like it, as acorn squash was always at the top of my list. But butternut squash is actually easier to handle. It has a smooth outside rather than the little accordion pleats that the acorn squash has. And some people like the texture better. It's a little bit smoother than the acorn squash, and it certainly has a good flavor. So I'll run through this, but then I'll ask Chris or somebody to put it on the website for you too, or of course you can always drop me a note. I think this would be a wonderful soup to have before Thanksgiving, maybe a brunch type thing, or even after Thanksgiving. So start out with the butternut squash, of course, about 1 to 1.5 pounds. Now lots of the butternut squash are a little bigger than that, so doubling this recipe would be no problem at all. So 1 butternut squash, 1 to 1.5 pounds. 2 tablespoons of olive oil and 1/2 cup of chopped white onion. So there's another veggie added to this whole mix. If you like, 1/2 teaspoon of minced garlic. So it doesn't taste garlicky, but it just adds a little bit of that flavor. That's 1/2 teaspoon of minced garlic. 1/2 cup of chopped carrots. Now, baby carrots are really handy. You're going to need 1/2 cup of chopped carrots. But if you buy the whole ones, it takes just a smidge more work to clean them up. They're lots less expensive. And the next 3 items are in cans, so all you do is open them. 1 can of fat-free reduced sodium chicken broth. That's 1 can of chicken broth. And, of course, that's about the 2 ounce or 2 cup amount, not the great big one. 1 cup of reduced sodium canned yellow corn. If you had frozen corn, you could substitute it. 1 can of fat-free pinto beans. Now, pinto beans, of course, you can buy dry and cook them yourself, but these are ready to go. 1 can of fat-free pinto beans rinsed. And then if you'd like to add a half a cup of sherry, that adds an extra flavor, but that's optional. If you do not use a sherry, you may just want to increase the chicken broth amount, or it'll be fine without it. Then a little bit of seasoning, half a teaspoon of dried thyme, half a teaspoon of poultry seasoning, half a teaspoon of black pepper. So that's a half a teaspoon each of thyme, poultry seasoning, and black pepper. Of course, you need to clean out the squash, the stringy fibers and the seeds, cut it up into small pieces. And by the way, if any kind of squash, if you have trouble cutting it, you know, if it's just hard to cut, put it in the microwave oven for, a minute or two or three at the most, depending on the size. It will soften it up a bit. It'll be much easier to cut open. After you've opened the squash, taken out the seeds and the fiber, cut it into small pieces, put it in a pan. You could either use a saucepan or you could use a large skillet with the olive oil to start cutting or start cooking the squash about 5 minutes. This is one you don't want to walk away from. It'll only take about 5 minutes. You kind of need to stir it, turn it over. And then you add those other vegetables, the onion, garlic, and carrots to cook a bit. And then add all the other ingredients, bring it to a boil, simmer it for 20 minutes, and it's done. So, again, you need to cook the squash in the oil for about 5 minutes, that's cut up into small pieces. Add the other fresh vegetables, the onion, garlic, carrots. Cook for another maybe 5 minutes. And then add the chicken broth, the seasonings, the canned vegetables. All go in there, heat it up. Now, if you have leftover turkey, this would be a wonderful way to use some leftover turkey. I think you could add ham. You could add chicken. Yeah, maybe even ground beef. But I'm thinking this would be a great way to use some of those little pieces of leftover turkey after Thanksgiving or after the weekend. Of course, some people are celebrating on the weekend rather on Thanksgiving itself. And it keeps well. But if you have a group of people or people are eating at different times, you know, come and go. So, you know, throughout the winter, if people kind of come and go on different schedules, just put this into a slow cooker and keep it hot and ready for your family to eat. I think you'll be surprised if you have some people who turn up their noses at the kinds of vegetables that are in there. Maybe you just don't tell them and see how it tastes, because like I say, the flavors come together. And, of course, if you like it spicier, you could add some other spices to it also. So a good basic soup that's good for you. And maybe you don't want to tell people that either. Sometimes they don't want to know that. it's kind of a fun recipe. Kids could help you with that. Three Sisters Harvest Soup, used in a lot of different ways. So until next time, here's a thought. The future belongs to those who prepare for it today.